USA Radio News.
President Trump has plenty to say about his final face-to-face with Joe Biden before the November election. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Ahead of the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump continued his criticism of both the moderator and changes to the format from the Commission on Presidential Debates. Speaking with reporters outside the White House, the president commented on moderator Kristen Welker and the fact that the candidates will have their mics muted for certain parts of the debate.
Well, I think the mute is very unfair. And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. It's supposed to be they're not talking about foreign affairs. It's supposed to be talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased. But that's my life.
The final debate before the election takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Is the November election shaping up to look like what some say 2016 was? High-level officials from the FBI and other organizations have released information about Iran and Russia that has them concerned.
We have already seen Iran sending spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest, and damage President Trump. You may have seen some reporting on this in the last 24 hours, or you may have even been one of the recipients of those emails. Additionally, Iran is distributing other content to include a video that implies that individuals could cast fraudulent ballots, even from overseas.
That is Christopher Wray with the FBI. United States Supreme Court has allowed the state of Alabama to prohibit voters from casting their ballots curbside. Alabama's Republican Secretary of State expressed his concern for ballots that would not be physically placed in the drop box. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
COVID-19 continues to interrupt everything from school to jobs and now Halloween and Thanksgiving. Jay Butler spoke at a CDC press conference and reiterated what has been said over and over and over again.
Another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family, friends, and neighbors may be driving infection as well, especially as these gatherings move indoors and adherence to face coverings and social distancing may not be optimal. I recognize that we are all getting tired of the impact that COVID-19 has had on our lives. We get tired of wearing masks.
Butler emphasized that a vaccine is getting closer to being available. Again, our top story is tonight's debate. Former White House Press Secretary for George W. Bush, Ari Fleischer, spoke on Fox News today and had some advice for President Trump.
My advice is you're not running against Dr. Fauci. You're not running against Hunter Biden. You're running against Joe Biden and what he'll do to America. And you have to first make the case that his ideas are so liberal they're going to hurt America and that Biden has lied. Now, he might be lying here, too, about the computer and never meeting with anybody from Burisma. Joe Biden doesn't tell you the truth.
And the electric car company Tesla has had a whopper of an earnings period. Profits jumped 105% from 2019, well ahead of its estimate, while total revenues climbed nearly 40% to nearly $8.8 billion. The goal is to produce 500,000 vehicles by year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.